New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. So, if you ever need somebody to, you know, I show up in these at these events, similar to what your organization, I'm sure, does, fundraisers, whatever, and I keep it moving. Hello, I am so glad you're here. Here's the so-and-so and so-and-so of your organization here to say a few words. Okay, thank you. That was so kind. Oh, my God, fantastic. All right, moving on in the evening. It's time to check the yearly donations. And, you know, this is full-on Eric Zaytunian shit. My alter ego does this work. I go, so if you need anybody, let me know. Now, I know full well this is a voluntary position. It doesn't matter. The point is, it's good to do that, and you get to hang out with people. You get to meet new people. You get to do things, and you never know where those opportunities are going to lead you to. Case in point, my relationship with Gift of Life, very similar. Until those pieces of shit fucking fired me. They can fuck off, and I hope they all need kidney transplants. Tyler, as I said that, makes the cut. You didn't know she was in here?
No, she's eating stuff.
Okay. As I say that, Tyler writes, quote, if you ever collaborate with those fuckers from Gift of Life, Michigan, keep me out of it. Oh, without a doubt. Pieces of shit. Chris says, until you misgender someone. Linda says one thing about EZ. He does not hold a grudge. Oh, I love holding grudges. That's like my favorite thing to do. Hockey players do it all the time. They just remember the jersey number. Oh, God. If you fuck me, you are in deep shit for life. There is such a difficult, you'll have such a difficult time digging out of that hole. That Gift of Life catastrophe. Jesus Christ, a bunch of assholes. And then the misgendering. That was fantastic. I'm running an auction. The lady who is way in the back, I keep calling her a dude. Hey, that guy, he wins the auction. Wearing fucking work boots, dungarees, a hockey jersey, haircut extra short, no makeup. He's about 5 foot tall, 350 pounds. Comes walking up to the stage and says, I'm a girl. I'm like, oh, shit. Yes, you are. I cannot believe you did that to me. First of all, you look like a dude when I'm 1 foot away from you, let alone in the back of the room. You look like a dude. You can't expect me to know that if you were up close and personal, I might have been able to figure that shit out. I learned a lot there. I learned a lot at that auction. Don't ever refer to anyone's gender. Refer to what they're wearing. Red hat guy, $350, going once, going twice. Except don't say guy. Red hat. That was hilarious. Green sweater, Santa Claus. Isn't that the same one that got into it with Joe Martinez? I do believe. Joe Martinez was here a little while ago. He said he had to go get another injection. I'm not exactly sure what's going on there. But he's dealing with a medical issue. He hasn't come out and said it. He has been here. He's alluded to it. But I can't say for sure. Let's see. All right. Branjo 45 says, I got a thank you, ma'am, while checking out yesterday. I just say, don't worry about it, close enough. I guess I don't know the dynamic there. I just know you as Branjo 45 from Tennessee. Joe Martinez says, I'm back. The 29-year-old nurse was very gentle. Okay. Now, Joe, I haven't said anything. All I know is that you've alluded to a medical procedure that's happening, and I think you've referenced your ding-dong. So that's about all I know. So when you say that the 29-year-old nurse was very gentle, I'm guessing that it was a female, not because you said nurse, but it just strikes me as something that you would joke about and had to hold your ding dong and give you some medicine. That's a fairly quick procedure then, because that was only like half an hour ago that you were here. Chris says Eric likes this talk. He loves stuff getting rammed up there. Well, that's not entirely true. I will tell you this, though. Here's the truth of that matter. When I donated the kidney, when they knocked me out, they put a catheter up my pee-pee. And when I woke up and I'm recovering, I like lifted the sheets and move my little nightie over, and there's my ding-dong with a little tube coming out of it, and it's taped to the tip of my ding-dong, and there's pee coming out. So my bladder's emptying, and I don't have to go pee, which is good. So there's a period of time where as the day progresses, and I was only in the hospital for 27 hours after the surgery, and at some point in the evening, this nurse comes in and she has to remove the catheter. And so I was very concerned about this, but she's holding my little pecker in her hand, okay? And it's small. I mean, come on now. And it's all shriveled and stupid and fucking wonky. And she's holding it. And then when she takes this thing out, you know, it's the length of my urethra. And you might think, oh, it's so terrible. Oh my God. All of a sudden, I felt this like, ooh. And I was like, oh my God. I think I liked that. And she goes, okay, all out. And I'm like, oh, I wish it wasn't. Put it back in. And she was steady with the pace, but not rough in any way. And she says, hold my little pecker. Think. Maureen says, did you get a boner? Well, I think that over time I would have. And I think that is like a kink. I mean, people do that. They stick stuff up there. Now, I don't think I would ever do that. I'm not interested. But I'm just telling you what happened. It was not painful in any way. I was like, fuck yes. And then I went pee-pee. And I was like, wow, that was wild. Tyler says it's called sounding. All right, if you say so. I would never go about it that way, but I know that if I ever have another catheter, I'll be like, oh no. You better get an ugly dude to remove it because it might actually become elevated off the sack if it's a chick. And this chick was a cutie patootie. Joe says they stick a catheter up my ding-dong and then inject it into my bladder. Okay, so there's some medicine going in there. That's all we know. Anyway. Hope Network says, I offer my services. And I go, yeah, whatever you need. Whatever you need. And then they reached out yesterday. And they said, hey, we've got an event at Ford Field on July 30th. It's a massive fundraiser. People from all over the community in Detroit, in that area. And it's going to be a star-studded event. Now, what they do is they have big events like this. Top-level food, top-level drink. And then they charge an arm and a leg for people to come into these things. And then they've got dough. And then they what they're paying for is not only paying for their food and their drink, but it's a donation to the organization. Then once they get you there, they have like people who have been beneficiaries of their services speak, professionals in the community speak, and get you to stick your hand in your fucking pocket and make a in-kind donation that night. You've probably been to something like this over the years. Well, I'm the guy to keep it moving. I'm emceeing this thing. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it. And this is like volunteering time. And I'm all about it. I love stuff like this. That's why I said to her, I go, my moonlighting gig is volunteering for these things. It's just what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So... It's Thursday, January 30th. I don't think there'll be a Friday podcast on that on the next day. Excuse me. So, you go down there. They put me up in a hotel, and I eat the food, and then that's it. Do my thing, come home. The cost of a tank of gas, and I love it. That's just fantastic. Now, in the back of my mind, I'm like, let's hope. Nobody Googles my name. Why, Easy? Well, when you every single day are on here being the biggest asshole known to man. Maureen says, I thought January or July? January. January 30 is when I'm going to be doing that. So I'm looking forward to it, but I'm also like, I always wonder if people know what they're getting themselves into with me. Because sometimes if anybody were to go and take a look or listen at, you know, what the hell goes on here, you know, they're not even going to ask me for an explanation. They're just going to say, sorry, it's hey, never mind. And that drives me crazy because I'm like, well, I mean, come on. It's not like I'm going to get in that room and behave the way I am on the podcast. That's insane. I wouldn't do anything that I say here now on my street. There's a time and a place for one of two people. Eric Zane is here. And then Eric Zaitunian is super guarded, conservative, reluctant, quiet. I mean, I'm a different fucking idiot. It is here where I let it fly. Pardon me. You can't. These two things don't mesh at all. Molly says, I'm glad I found you, Easy. Very kind. And so does Cream Queen underscore XO, who's here. Thank you. Maureen says, explain to them the difference between Zane and Zaitunian. Sometimes I do. Aram describes it as Eric is the Bob Saget of podcasting. 100%. Saget on the stupid home video show was, you know, wholesome fun. You get him in a room of comics and they're like, oh God, Saget's a fucking nightmare. Isn't he dead? Did Bob Saget die? You ever have that happen where someone dies and because the news cycle works the way it does, you have forgotten, like, that they're dead? Tyler says he is dead. Yeah, I wasn't sure when I said it. Sometimes the way these deaths happen, and I, you know, for me in particular, my day-to-day operations, I'm kind of going, so it goes in one ear, out the other, talk about it for half a day, and then it's gone. And then I've goldfish brain forgotten about it. When it happens that I remember it, I'm like, oh. Then I like feel bad. I'm like, I cannot believe he's dead. That just happened right there. Aram says, I did not know that he passed. He died when he hit his head when he fell in a hotel room. No memory. I mean, now that you say it, I remember it being talked about, but if someone said Bob Saget alive or dead, I wouldn't know. And if they said dead, how did he die? I definitely wouldn't know. There's got to be a name for that phenomena. Yeah, forgetfulness, Eric. Matt with a horrible comment, as usual. Erotic asphyxiation with the Olsen twins' undies. Dumbass. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. Buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. From anywhere in the U.S., you can take advantage of this. Absolutely fantastic. What a team over there. There's a reason why they are number one all across the country, and they're based right here in beautiful Muskegon, Michigan. 231-332-6505. They do it different with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. They have a whole group of staff who deal only with first-time mortgage people. That's a special blend. You know, you're in there, you're all nervous, you got your first home, like, oh my God, I hope they accept the bid, Jesus Christ. Well, the mortgage has to be perfect. And the one thing you don't want to do if you're a first-time home buyer, you don't want to overextend yourself. Mario and his team will make sure that you don't. 231-332-6505. I got a roofer on this show, Werner Roofing. My God, they put a roof on this house. This team of amazing Mexicans showed up. One day, they ripped the whole thing off, and they put the new one down. They left the house. I have found one nail since that, and it was on my deck. Reach out to them, their website, WERNERroofing.com. Gutters, siding, roofing, including metal roofs. 231-332-6505. I struggle with that. Wait a minute. That's Mario's number. 616-844-5382. Don't call that first number. You'll be asking for a mortgage. Again, I struggle with this. Maybe you can help me. They also specialize in, if I say, quote, they also specialize in metal roofs or roofs. Is plural of roof roofs, or is plural of roof roofs? You see my dilemma. I know I can Google it, but it might be more fun if I hear from you. Hoof is hooves. Roof is roofs. Now, Chris says roofs is if something belongs to said roof. Tyler says hoof, hooves, roof, roofs seems logical. But the English language is anything but logical. Let's see what the internet machine says. Plural of roof. AI says the plural of the word roof is roofs. R-O-O-F-S. Roofs is an old secondary form that is sometimes used, but is not considered standard. Okay, well, I guess I was right initially. Not because I know. It just worked out that way. I have to take a break. I got to go tinkle. I want you to stay right there. Please do. I'll be right back. All right. Back at it. I have a radio show that starts in 33 minutes. That's right. The Insane Asylum on Q100 is a... That's why I'm here right now. I flipped it around. They asked me at the radio station to do my radio show at 10 a.m. So I said, okay, I'll do it. And then I was like, well, I'll just sleep in. And then I'm like, I'm not going to be able to sleep. I'll probably get up sometime in the 7 o'clock hour. Let's just get up and do the fucking podcast. Do it early, just like old times. And again, I wanted to start right at 8, but there was shit got in the way, literally. I had to go take a dump. So that's kind of why I... it's just fun to bust it out like this. And I feel good about it. I tomorrow I won't be doing anything. Just kind of laying low on Christmas. Not like you'll be... Seriously. Yeah, that's the day when you focus on your family. You can't be sitting around watching some dickhead do what he does here. So I'll take tomorrow and back at it Thursday, Friday. And then Saturday is when we will be celebrating Christmas because well, I'll be able to get my whole family here. Pooh Bear gave me, she put out a list and, I said, all right, I'm talking to my kids. I go, who's buying what? And they usually pick one thing off the list and then whatever's left over, I buy. So I bought the list, but the amount of packages that come to this house, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's like every day there's like 10 more and they're all stacked up in a room. And then you take them out of the box and you wrap them. Now, I've been trying to like gather up the ones that I bought because my name is on them. And I'm reasonably sure that one of the things I purchased, she wanted this wooden jewelry box. All these little fucking drawers and you can hang your shit up on there. And oh my God. So I ordered that damn thing and I don't know if it's arrived.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I gotta track that damn thing down. So I want to have her to be able to open up. And I mean, I've got like all these fucking makeup brushes I had to order from some company called Sephora. Sephora? Is that what it is? S-E-P-H-O-R-A. These stupid brushes are so fucking expensive. And they're it's listed as Sephora Blush Brush 71-65CB. I'm putting all this shit in. It's like, oh, okay. This one's probably going to cost me $1.50. It's like $50 for a stupid brush. I'm like, what the fuck? What a pain in the ass. What a racket. Why are those so expensive? Do they like harvest babies and use fine baby hair on those makeup brushes? Great question. Megan says they're made from unicorn pubes. Yes. What does the NFK get? Very difficult to buy for. So when he walks around the house, he has to wear these grippy socks. You know, it's got like the little tread on them that you might get at the hospital. You got to get him those, and he wears them out because he stomps his fucking feet on the ground, shuffles along, so they get holes in them. I don't know. I think he's gonna get socks. And then also some socks. And then maybe a few more packages of socks. Megan with the great joke, a giant remote. Amy says, no, it's the lady tax. They increase the price on anything lady related. Linda, buy him underwear and loofahs that he won't use. So true. I don't like this idea of pink tax. First of all those feminine hygiene products should be free for life. And then when it comes to like makeup, just don't put makeup on. Who is the asshole that decided in this country that women need to change their appearance? You're perfect as you are. Oh my God. If I see makeup, I'm like, what the fuck? Fuck you. I don't like makeup. I like a woman, her actual face, her real face. Nothing. Not a bit. You need to put on as much makeup as I put on. Who in this country decided that women need to change their appearance? I'll bet you it was a dude. I'll bet you it was a dude that said, you gotta put this cow manure on your face. Yeah, there needs to be, you know, how like there's like a movement occasionally in the country. We need to have a movement for zero makeup. You cannot, none. It should be outlawed on day one of the easy presidency. Women are not allowed to wear makeup until they, you know, cause over time they'll get used to it. I'd like to see how some of these women with their painted faces look with no makeup, like Kim Kardashian. Sarah says, aw, thank you, makeup-free lady here. Well, you're one of the most beautiful people I know, so there you go. That's the world that I live in. Megan says, but can men wear makeup? Uh-huh. Tell the Kardashians that you're Armenian sisters. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Armenian women are the most beautiful women on the planet. You shouldn't have to wear makeup. Rebecca says, I haven't worn makeup since COVID. My skin hated the makeup and mask combo. I haven't gone back. Good for you. Yes. I mean, in your presidency, can the men wear makeup? No, makeup's abolished. There's a video I want to share with you. This is the latest Muppety Flippity leg break. This one is really unique because the level of wonky, while extreme, you just catch a glimpse. And I think that that adds to the horrific nature of it. The Houston Texans receiver Tank Dell caught a pass in the end zone, touchdown, but then one of his own teammates rolled onto his knee and the knee exploded. And so all the bone shards are shooting out, but still in the sock. So the sock suddenly has these sharp points that looks like a harpoon that you'd kill Moby Dick with, sticking out of the sock but not breaking through it. So you can tell there's the bone, but it's fucking intense. So you all have to sit through this. You're going to watch every gruesome frame right this second. It's outstanding. Now, the one that explodes is his left knee, right here. Now, it's already gone. He's already had it destroyed. Here's the ball, scored a touchdown. The right knee is fine. Okay. Right knee, that foot in the air, not affected. It's left knee. Doesn't look bad yet. It's going to be after the ref. The ref's leg is blocking the destruction right now. Okay, now you see right there that bulge? You're going to see it in more... Okay, it's going to get better. Oh, my God. Look at that. It's pretty much off. Wow. That wasn't nearly as... Oh, there you go. Now that's the money shot right there. Look at that. Oh, no. Oh. Holy hell. My God. Oh, it gets worse. Have you ever seen something so ridiculous? I think it's sideways. Oh. Megan says it's pointy. Oh my God. I think these videos give Zane a boner. Oh my, I thought they said it was a dislocated kneecap. Oh, it's much worse than that. They should have just gotten out one of those swords from the Kill Bill movie and hacked his leg off right there. Tyler says there were three fans in the front row who had to be treated for bone shrapnel. Oh, shit. Tank Dell.
Oh. Yeah.
I like the guy goes, oh.
Oh.
Very intense. Very intense. I lost my fantasy football. I'm out. I was in the semifinals. I was hoping to have won. But last night was not good. I needed Josh Jacobs to score like 35 points. Didn't happen. That means I will play for third place. Not that you care. But I love fantasy football. I love it. And it's the thing that I love about it is the general manager position. Trading players, picking players up off the waiver wire, following who did well and whether you should dump them. I get into it. I'm like researching defenses and shit, stuff that I don't care about otherwise. Chris says fantasy football league next year. Only if I don't have to run it. And only if we have 10 teams. We can only have 10 teams. No more than that. Easy, now on board with giving the winnings away. Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I be? Let's hope Green Bay has momentum to beat Minnesota. Wow, I didn't realize that Green Bay is playing Minnesota. That will be outstanding. Those are two excellent teams. You know, I know dumbfuck Joe Martinez says the only good team in the league is Buffalo and Kansas City. Even though Buffalo barely squeaked by New England. All right. I have very little time to spend with you. My apologies for the shorter Christmas Eve show. Chris writes, go Lions. I agree, go Lions. Do I think they're going to beat San Francisco? Not a chance. Do I think they're going to beat Minnesota? Not a chance. I hope I'm wrong. Just being logical here. No way in hell they're winning. Lose the next two games. They're going to lose in the playoffs. And that's that. Tyler says they will beat San Francisco. That's a Tyler guarantee. Matt says, do they even have Christmas north of the hard living line? Well, yeah. Yeah, these are salt of the earth people up there. They're wonderful souls. They're just, well, you know. Things have happened. Life has been hard north of the hard living line. Kenny with the question, will there be a show Thursday? Yes, there will, my friend. He says, we got to talk to Kyle this week. Absolutely. There will be a Thursday show right here. Thank you to Green Medicine Shop. Merry Christmas from thegreenmedicineshop.com. This is a brick and mortar business in Greenville, Michigan. If you are canna curious, like, I think I want to get high. I've never done this. They have a pharmacist there. In fact, Shawnee is one of the owners. Her and her husband, Matt, own Green Medicine Shop. And Shawnee is a pharmacist. By education. Now she just runs a shop. But she can tell you everything about why this is and what's happening, you know, when you get high. I don't even know why you'd want to do it. But if you have questions, Shawnee can help you. They're there 7 days a week. They're open till 9 p.m. 7 days a week in Greenville, Michigan. I know a lot of you that partake have your own shop. That's totally cool. And Green Medicine Shop is definitely out of the way. First of all, if you're in Greenville or near Greenville, go there and buy your cannabis products. If you're farther away, if you would, please consider making a trip. Buy your cannabis products there and off you go. Or if you're driving through, stop in, say hello, say EZ sent me. The Green Medicine Shop, for the longest time, they would only sell medicinal marijuana. As of October, they received their license for 21 and up recreational. So they do both. If you're under 21, you can get your cannabis products with a med card, which you can get on their website or just walk in and ask. They'll point you in the right direction. You can do it in the parking lot. It'll take you half an hour. So If you're 18 to 21, that doesn't mean you can't get the cannabis products and enjoy them the way you want to. Some people don't necessarily enjoy them. I mean, I'm sure they enjoy it, but they're doing it for medicinal reasons, chronic pain, sometimes to ease the effects of nausea during chemotherapy. It has the cannabis has some amazing properties to it. It isn't just go out and get stoned. Sure, you will get stoned. That's part of it. But we live in a day and an age when people who smoke are no longer ostracized or criminalized at all. It's totally cool. I would say that you're looked down upon if you smoke cigarettes. The way the world is today, cops are like, let's go get high on the job. TheGreenMedicineShop.com. I'm kidding. Come on now. Sound like free beer. Joe Martinez, A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. If you need anything at all, new furnace, new AC, damaged furnace, damaged AC, you need a tune-up, A&E Heating and Cooling. Perhaps an after-hours service call, 616-516-8579. And then there's Frank Fuss. Online, reach out to him at buyinsurancehere.com. If you need any help with Medicare, Social Security planning, or healthcare.gov, this is where you go. He's also the expert on life insurance policies. If you do not have a life insurance policy, what the hell is wrong with you? In the event that you croak before your time, is your wife or is your husband or are your kids just going to have to pick up the pieces and you didn't even plan to have life insurance and they have to all, I mean, if I die, Pooh Bear doesn't have to work anymore. That's by design. You need to do this, okay? It doesn't cost you that much to get a life insurance policy. Right now, you can get a 30-year life insurance policy for fucking the cost of a couple of fast food meals every month because you're young and you're in great shape and you're energetic. Now, if you're a disgusting fuck, you're going to have to pay more because the doc's going to see you and go, yeah, you're almost uninsurable. And then they're going to say, and the reason why you're uninsurable is because you're a fucking asshole. So get your shit together and then come back and bang on our door, you sick fuck. Buyinsurancehere.com. The door is open. I wonder if Pooh Bear is hearing me. If she's hearing the way I talk, that's not great. Kyle still has a good track record. All but last week, Easy didn't call him when they played the Bucks. We've won all. Well, yeah. All but the Bucks, because I didn't call. And then he lost the damn, Bills game. Cole says, the Insane Asylum on Q100 starts in 12 minutes. Start with Mistress for Christmas by AC/DC, followed by Corey Taylor's Xmas, but make sure that one's edited. Two classics. Well, I don't know if I have time to get the make sure I have the edited one. But I will definitely start with AC/DC Mistress for Christmas. It's a great idea. So download the Q100 Michigan app and listen online. You've got time. Q100 Michigan in the App Store and off you go. I don't even know who the asshole of the day is. What did I talk about? Yesterday, it was poor people who bitch about free food. Oh, Come All Ye Faithful by Twisted Sister. Can you play Springsteen, Merry Christmas, Baby, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town, please and thank you? Yes. Thank you, Rebecca. for giving me our asshole of the day. Misspelled it. All right. The TC Paintball asshole of the day is Thor Motor Coach. No matter what you do, do not buy any products from this company, no matter what. They're horrible. Fuck them.
Oops. Sorry, Bruce.
I just hit him in the head with my sign. You want to say hi to them? Come here, big guy. Come here, big guy. Oh, what a big guy. You done kissed the color off his face. He always looks like he's nervous. Linda says, no Patreon, right? No, I'm going to do a Patreon today. Today is a regular day. Look, I'm going to forget all of these suggestions. So all you need to do is text the Jimmy John's Freaky Fast text request line. All right. 989-348-Q100. 989-348-Q100. And away you go. Bob says, I thought the text line was gone. No, it's back now. Kenny says, F the Patreon. Get finished with Q100 and enjoy the day. Maybe I will. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. But no, I kind of love doing this, you know? So I understand that. But anytime I can talk with people, this is not work. Don't ever forget that. This is not work. Bob says, one more time with the text number. 989-348-Q100. 989-348-Q100. Okay. Just fire that off and make sure you give me your name in case you're not in the database. Okay. All right. So off to play radio. Love you, friends, and I will talk to you on the Patreon. The world famous Patreon, which I just hit a level. I just had a person sign up, and that put me at the highest level I've been at since October of 2021. Patreon continues to grow, and that is because of your support and your encouragement. So thank you, thank you, thank you. To those who are not on the Patreon, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. You're just a fantastic group. I am so lucky to have you. So take care of yourselves. And either way, I'll be back on Thursday. Have a good one. Till then, bye-bye.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.